it's not recycled in a day.
Keith and Molly back for another episode of Rome Was Not Recycled in a Day, the podcast that helps you to incorporate recycling more into your daily life.
Yes, we're here to discover more ways to recycle and also to stay up to date on the ever-changing recycling world. And we'd love to hear from you listeners.
And you can talk to us by bopping over to our website, romewasnotrecycledinaday.com, where we've got a nifty contact form that we would love for you to use because we didn't put up a contact form just so it could sit there. You should use it to contact us. Please send in your questions, your episode suggestions, and just any feedback you might have on what you want to hear on this show. Because we've got lots of ideas, but we want this to be about your ideas. And we have a special guest today with a really fun idea, don't we, Molly?
Yes, we do. We have a very special guest. We would like to introduce you to our friend, Mally Murray. Hello, Mally.
Hi.
Mally, tell me, how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. And what grade would that put you? You just finished.
I'm going into fourth grade.
Nice. So when you go to school, and, you know, things are going to be different now that this pandemic has happened. So, you know, we're going to talk about what it used to be like at school, and then we will better prepare ourselves for when we go back to school. But when you used to go to school every day in the old school model, haha, get it, old school? Think. What was your lunchroom like, Mally?
I learned a lot about how plastic is bad for the environment this year with my third grade teacher, Miss Phillips. It takes hundreds, sometimes thousands of years for plastic to break down. That's a long time. Then during quarantine, Miss Molly, you, introduced me into the idea of collecting plastic bread tags for an organization called Danielle's Cares for Chairs.
And what is Danielle Cares for Chairs?
Danielle's Cares for Chairs is an organization that collects bread tags and then takes them to a recycling plant, which they like grind it up and melt it, and it turns into plastic cups and things like that.
Cool.
And so since they give them the bread tags, that they get money to buy wheelchairs for kids.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is a super cool way to close the loop of plastic recycling and to help people.
Yep.
So these bread ties, they're the flat plastic ones, right? Not the kind that have the wire in them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. So what you need for us to do is save these bread ties for you when we go through a loaf of bread or a baguette or anything like that. Is that right?
Yes. You can also help me think of some restaurants I could go to. And you can... I'm running out of, like, the plastic jars. And I need some more of them to take to restaurants and to people who need them to collect them.
So you're using the, like, a plastic jar, like a peanut butter would come in or something like that, to give the restaurants so that they can put their plastic bread ties in them?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
That is such a great idea. I'd never thought about going to restaurants because they go through tons of stuff, right?
Yep.
So what kind of label do you put on your plastic container? Do you need help with that, or do you have something that you write on there?
Well, we cut out some little sheets from one of the sheets that I sent, like, a text to her, and she showed me a sheet. So we printed that out in, like, a miniature size and put it on the jars.
Oh, I'm so excited. What restaurants have you taken a collection jar to so far?
I've taken them to Mama G's, Salem's, Deli, Urban Cookhouse, Hamburger Heaven, and that's it.
Those are great starts. Mm-hmm. Well, we will make sure that when we get hungry next time that we go to one of those restaurants and tell them thank you for collecting bread ties for Mally.
I can only imagine Hamburger Heaven and all the bags of hamburger buns they go through, how many ties they're getting for you. That's fantastic.
That is so exciting. Mally, thank you so much for sharing what you're doing. And all you listeners, she's 9 years old, and she's doing this. So you can, too. You don't have to wait. You don't have to have anything fancy. You can have an old peanut butter jar that you clean out and label and start collecting those bread ties. And you can help us spread the word. Right, Mally?
Yes, ma'am. Guess how many bread tags I've collected?
How many?
224.
What? Can you imagine 224 loaves of bread stacked up? That is a lot of bread, right?
A lot. And how long have you been doing this, Mally?
A couple of months.
So if you can collect 224 bread tabs in bread ties in a couple months, just imagine if we had 50 people doing this for a year. That's a lot of bread. So
Mally, what about communities that don't eat a lot of bread?
You can find them on fruits, buns, English muffins. You can find them in a lot of places, even some vegetable bags.
Gosh, so we can really be more mindful about when we open a plastic bag, holding that tag and saying, okay, can this go to Mally to send to Danielle Cares for Chairs? Or can we reuse it? But we're not going to throw it away because Rome was not recycled in a day, right?
Yep. That's,
and make sure you don't throw them in your normal recycling bin that you put on the curbside, and because it's number 6 polystyrene.
That's a big word.
I'm so impressed. Number 6 polystyrene is so not good for the environment and is not curbside recyclable. Thank you so much for that reminder.
And I'm guessing that for listeners who aren't here in our area and can't go to those restaurants, but they want to get involved with this too, Danielle would welcome bread ties from anywhere. So, Mally, how did you start working with Danielle? Did you and your family reach out to her for this charity to get involved with this?
Well, after Miss Mally gave me the idea, my mom and I got on to their website and we looked at her Facebook page, and we learned more information how we could collect them, and we sent her a text or an email, and she sent one back, and that's how we learned a lot of information.
That is fantastic. And our listeners could do the same thing. And Mally, I bet we can get some links up on the website about this too.
That'd be great. We can put the website and her all her, what are they called, handles or hangers? All those little, whatever your name is on Instagram and Twitter, all those things, we can get all of her information up in the show notes of this podcast episode, so you can just click right on it, and you too can start collecting bread ties.
Fantastic. This is good stuff. I'm going to go eat some bread now so I can get some ties.
Thank you so much, Mally.
Thank you, Mally, and thank you, listeners, for continuing to help support recycling and to do some really cool stuff. Hey, if Mally can do it, you can too. So keep on working on it. In the meantime, reduce, reuse, recycle, but relax, because Rome was not recycled in a day. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been a production of Moose Crossing Studios.